You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past couple of weeks, thousands of Australian mums and dads took their kids shopping for school necessities, ensuring their kids are ready for day one of school. For many, the trip to the stationery supply store is one the whole family looks forward to and enjoys. Mums and dads' bank accounts are usually a couple of $100 lighter later, but to have the children kitted out for school with the latest and trendiest items is for some a source of pride. But for the children of refugees and asylum seekers on bridging visas E, many of whom were actually born in Australia, there would be no new coloring pencils, no shiny cartoon decorated lunchbox, and no trendy backpack, with their parents unable to provide much more than food and shelter. But one Sydney-based charity saw the need and stepped in to help prevent their embarrassment. Mums for Refugees put out a call for help to other mothers in Sydney, asking them to donate school bags and supplies. Sarah Lubowitz is chair of Mums for Refugees New South Wales. She was confident the network would not hesitate to help.
And one of the things that we have always found is that when you ask mothers to help other mothers with their children, there is a connection that doesn't mean language, doesn't mean religion. And mothers, if you see a child fall over, you're going to pick them up. And that's what we get our mums to do. We ask them to pick these mothers and children up. And every time we've done it, they've come and helped. And it's quite amazing some of the things that they do.
Ms. Lubowitz says the community really came together, families helping other families.
Lots of the mums that have done this have gone out with their children during the holidays and their children have helped to pack these bags. And it's a community event in which mothers are helping other mothers and other carers to make sure that their children go to school feeling proud and as equal as they can do at school on the first day.
One of the mums for refugees is Dulce Munoz. She explains the COVID-19 pandemic made it particularly rough for many bridging visa E families because they had no entitlement to government benefits. She says the charity had asked for 40 school bags, but received about 250 bags, each one filled with enough school supplies to delight the child receiving it, some with a personal note inside of encouragement, love and support from Sydney families.
During the pandemic, no job keeper, no job seeker, no nothing. So imagine being a child and your dad loses their job and your mom loses a job and you're living in charity and you're going back to school. I think we all deserve to feel proud about being educated. I think education, well, we think education is a big equalizer. And mothers can relate to the stress of going back to school. So when we make the call out, we were waiting for 40 school bags and then we have over 200 of them. And it's beautiful because people put little notes and it is motherhood has this way of equalizing things. And that's what Mums for Refugees do.
Chair Sarah Lubowitz says the lack of support for these families isn't well understood.
All of the bags are going to people who are on bridging visa E. So they are people who are not at this point entitled to claim on the Medicare system. They're not entitled to Centrelink housing or the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. So these are people who are really living on very, very small amount of money, usually from charities. And so we felt that it was a way of getting mothers and carers involved.
Ms. Lubowitz says some children receiving the school bags and supplies have come from traumatic situations, and a smooth transition into a school is a must if the normalcy and routine of going back to school is to prove therapeutic.
And for some of these children, they have come from very, very difficult situations. They may be having counselling for post-traumatic stress disorder. They're living with families that are dealing with some very difficult histories. And for them to be able to walk into school and feel confident about what they're carrying and that they are like the other little children, it just helps them to feel more confidence in themselves.
Christine Burke is with Supporting Asylum Seekers Sydney. Ms. Burke was one of the volunteers delivering some of the 250 bags to families in person. She and other volunteers from the group usually visit asylum seekers and refugees in immigration detention. But with the pandemic, visitation was banned, so Ms. Burke took to visiting those on Bridging Visas E at their home in the community. Through those visits, she became familiar with the challenges those families face.
I was speaking to a family who's got a number of children at school, and I found out that they had to pay school fees, which I was shocked at a public school. And then I said, oh, so what sports do your kids play? And she said, oh, well, they can't play sports. And she said, because we have to pay extra. And one sport they got, one of their children got involved in, a teacher paid, but they don't do swimming lessons because the swimming lessons cost $200. And to me, it's almost like a really basic thing for any kid in Australia to do swimming lessons. These kids can't do swimming lessons. And I found that shocking.
Also through these visits, Ms. Burke came to see how children living in poverty appreciate things most people take for granted.
Oh, it's just lovely. One time we just took out some like bathroom products, and there was a comb, and there was a little girl who had long hair, and she just grabbed this comb and she was just combing her hair. She wasn't speaking English, but clearly she was just saying, look, I've got this comb, and she was just combing her hair. And it was like, wow, such a little thing. And she was so happy about it.
Manima, an 11-year-old girl, her brothers Muhammad, 7, and Shabahat, 5, from Pakistan, are children of asylum seekers who are living below the poverty line. The three children, their two younger siblings, aged 2 and 3, and their parents have been in Australia for 7 years on Bridging Visas E, receiving no government benefits or support. Manima is the only one of her four siblings not born in Australia. For Manima and Muhammad, going to school with nothing is something they've experienced in the past, and they expected that this school year would be no different. But then, Ms. Munoz showed up with three backpacks full of school supplies.
Okay, inside the backpacks is obviously lunchbox, a new water bottle. We have a couple of notebooks, new pencils, new crayons, new color pencils, pens, and the nightmare of all moms. The adhesive book covers.
SBS News was there when the children received their gifts.
We have bags and supplies, and we have. Oh, so I choose. I think it's for you.
Yes!
Mommy!
No, this is mine!
Mommy!
Yeah. Mommy. Is
what the flip?
Yes, what? Do you want to open
this?
This
is my thing!
Oh my god!
That's in gold!
Mine is expensive.
7-year-old Muhammad was thrilled to show SBS News what he got.
So I got a ruler, a book, pencils, and carbon pencils, and a white thing.
The white thing was a roll of adhesive book covers, but Muhammad was excited nonetheless. Ms. Lubowitz says there's a lot of good in Australia. People only need to say they need help. And many will rush to help.
I think Australians aren't inherently awful people, but it's very hard sometimes to bridge the gap between how isolated people can feel and for people to recognize how isolated they are. Because I think if people said, I'm having a really hard time, quite a lot of people would jump to help them. But that's not the way people behave usually when nobody wants to say, I need help.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.